Household 16 from CS Practice, page 403. Errors, power, imaginary. You command the situation if you understand that mortal existence is a state of self-deception and not the truth of being. Mortal mind is constantly producing on mortal body the results of false opinions, and it will continue to do so until mortal error is deprived of its imaginary powers by truth, which sweeps away the gossamer web of mortal illusion. The most Christian state is one of rectitude and spiritual understanding, and this is best adapted for healing the sick. Never conjure up some new discovery from dark forebodings regarding disease and then acquaint your patient with it. Mr. Sinton's analysis of this is extremely interesting because he does not make any comment, but he breaks the paragraph into seven key phrases, and it appears that these coordinate exactly with the seven synonymous terms in the Days of Creation order. Now, this section is under the synonymous term life, and this is truth as life, and for the four, it is under science, and it is Christ as science. So truth as life would indicate that this is applying truth to the overall atmosphere of life, and Christ as science is the interpretation or translation. In other words, utilizing the lens of spirit so that the spiritual senses are employed to actual being, which of course is science. Science is being whatever it is that had been brought forth as the word and interpreted as the Christ and demonstrated as Christianity. And then, of course, the final step is being. So we're looking to see how truth is applied to living and interpretation to being. So the first of the seven phrases is, you command the situation if you understand. And of course, the rest of that, which he does not restate, is, if you understand that mortal existence is a state of self-deception and not the truth of being. So the total sentence is, you command the situation if you understand that mortal existence is a state of self-deception and not the truth of being. Well, the first day of creation is mind. And so the first key word here is command. And of course, the only power is mind, therefore the only action is mind, therefore the only director is mind or manager. So in other words, to manage the situation, it says you can manage it, which really means being successful. And how are you going to do that? By understanding. And what are you going to understand? You're going to understand that mortal existence is a state of self-deception and not the truth of being. Well, there's the word truth, and there's the word being. So science is being, and truth, this is under the synonymous terms of truth as life. And of course, the word situation implies life. In other words, everyday life experiences. And then it talks about mortal existence. So mind is immortal, which is the reality, and that exposes the unreality of mortal existence. For mind is not mortal, mind is immortal. So in this one short phrase, you command the situation if you understand. It really reveals a lot about the structure. Murray Baker Eddy actually took one paragraph and divided it into seven parts, each in the order of the days of creation in their proper sequence. This is amazing. Well, that's what happens when one is led by God, by mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. I don't think a human could ever have done such a beautiful job. This is mind at work, mind revealing exactly the words to use and exactly in the proper sequence. Each idea being complete, and yet it all fits together as one complete whole. Well, the second phrase is mortal mind is constantly producing on mortal body the results of false opinions. And this is a beautiful example of spirit, because matter is what mortal mind produces in theory, in belief. So mortal mind is constantly producing on mortal body. So we're talking about matter, belief of matter. And of course, the only substance is spirit, which is the opposite of so-called matter. And therefore, the opinions are false, because the reality is spirit. So the only thing that matter can produce is the illusion of something that is false, and trying to make it look real. This really relates back to the very first paragraph of Household, which states to wait for your reward, and that we are all working out our own salvation. And waiting is brought out to be an active pursuit. Nothing passive at all about waiting. So to repeat this phrase, mortal mind is constantly producing on mortal body the results of false opinions. And then it's followed by number three, it will continue to do so until deprived by truth. And the complete words are, it will continue to do so until mortal error is deprived of its imaginary powers by truth. And this is exactly what soul does, which is the third synonymous term for God in the order of the days of creation. Just like this is the third phrase of a key thought in this paragraph. It will continue to do so until deprived by truth. Well, truth operates through soul, which is spiritual sense. So in other words, the spiritual sense is what reveals the truth. And that is what deprives error of its imaginary powers, mortal error. And it exposes this so-called web, which is like in chapter 2 of Genesis, when it said there went up a mist. Well, that's what this web that Murray Baker Eddy calls a gossamer web of mortal illusion. That's exactly what the mist is all about. It's providing the second day of creation as an illusion, saying by prefacing the whole thing with the words, there went up a mist, it is clearly stating to us that this is not reality. You can't see the truth if you're going to be looking in a mist. You can't be blind and seeing reality at the same time. So you have to get rid of the blindness by looking through the lens of spirit. Then you will see reality. The fourth phrase is, which sweeps away the gossamer web of mortal illusion. And of course, the fourth synonymous term is principle. Principle is ever operating, never stops. It's a continuous operation. It's like the speed limit on a highway is always there. And whether there is a policeman or highway patrol or some law enforcement to enforce it and inflict a fine or an arrest is independent of the fact that the law is always there. Well, of course, that's just an example of a so-called material law, but the divine law, which is principle in operation, is permanent. Didn't have any beginning or end. It ever was. Always was. Always will be. So if we go back to the root, which is principle, in any situation, because it's talking about here, you command the situation, then we're going to start with God. What is God? What is man? What is the relationship between God and man? And as we get closer to God by constantly reminding ourselves to counteract the constant reminder of mortal mind trying to produce something on the mortal body continuously. It says here, mortal mind is constantly producing on mortal body the results of false opinions, and it will continue to do so until deprived by truth. Well, we have to constantly be producing on our thoughts the results of truth. The results of what God is, and what is man, and what is the relationship between God and man. Constantly reminding ourselves of that to overcome the constant suggestions of mortal mind. And that's the principle. The next phrase is life. And it says, the most Christian state is one of rectitude and spiritual understanding. Well, that's what we need to be doing in life, in everyday experience. Rectitude, which is correction, self-correction, and spiritual understanding, that means hearing the truth. It's all around us. It's just like seeing, which is discernment. Hearing is spiritual understanding. So the most Christian state is one of rectitude and spiritual understanding. So it's not just accepting a material sense of things, but it's realizing that we must be the sculptor, cultivating, carving out, forming the thought patterns that we are going to live by. And that is done as a matter of filtering, which is what was just mentioned. Sweeping away the gossamer web of mortal illusion. And of course, that's done by us getting a better understanding of truth. Because truth is the remedy, not some kind of human process. Understanding the truth about God and man and the relationship between God and man, which is merely and very simply that man is God's image and likeness. So man doesn't have to do anything except get self out of the way so that the true nature of man is revealed clearly through the unfoldment of spiritual understanding, which comes about as a result of being fed up with the dance of mortal mind and therefore seeking the Word, which is the truth, the facts about God, and utilizing spiritual sense to translate, which is the Christ, and to utilize the office of life to be demonstrating and proving the truth, and then the natural unfoldment of love, which is the completion. Now the sixth phrase, which of course aligns with the sixth synonymous term of truth, is as follows. This is best adapted for healing the sick. Now to repeat number 5, The most Christian state is one of rectitude and spiritual understanding. This is best adapted for healing the sick. So the truth is what heals, and a common quotation on the walls of churches is that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So free of bondage, free of false belief that there is something that is more powerful than God that causes sin, sickness, and death. But the truth is that there is nothing but God. It's not a matter of what is more powerful. God is the only. That's the only reality there is. God, which includes his manifestation, is the only reality. So we don't have to be concerned about with comparison, just with power. You know, a quality of mind of being power. Well, it's not how much power does it have. It is the only power. It is all power. It is the one power, one only and all. Truth is the office of God, which is representing or which includes health. That's on a relative basis. And that's why it says this is best adapted for healing the sick. The most Christian state is one of rectitude and spiritual understanding. So rectitude is the correction. This is under the office of life. The previous sentence, the most Christian state is one of rectitude and spiritual understanding, and this is best adapted for healing the sick. So that's the only solution. It's not just the best solution, it's the only one. It's the waiting for the reward. It's working out the salvation. It's not anything passive about it, it's active. It is not latent, it's kinetic. It's now. It's action now. And the last phrase is, never conjure up some new discovery from dark forebodings. And he provides the Webster definition of the word foreboding. And it's a presage or presentiment of coming evil. So it's like a prophesying that evil is going to come. And it says, don't do it. It says, never conjure up some new discovery from dark forebodings regarding disease and then acquaint your patient with it. And the patient, of course, is consciousness. Any consciousness, our own or anyone else's. Consciousness is always the patient, which means really our thoughts. So are the thoughts that we are entertaining and being influenced by sourced from God, which means God's ideas extrapolated to thoughts, for God doesn't have thoughts. God is the source. God has ideas. And the thought is really the individual translation about the idea. But is that sourced from God, or is it sourced from outside of reality? Is it a suggestion of mortal mind? Is it a belief that matter has life and intelligence and substance? And truth. Mary Baker Eddy clearly states in the Scientific Statement of Being that there is no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in matter. And of course, she also means mortal mind, because mortal mind is supposedly the source of matter. Mortal mind supposedly creates matter. And then the belief is that matter creates itself. Just like in the experience of human birth, male and a female uniting. And the result is a so-called material new person. It is common for the medical profession to give a prognosis about something that they have just diagnosed. But unfortunately, diseases are all man-made. In other words, they are a creation of so-called mortal mind. In Genesis 1, it clearly states that God made man in his image and likeness. But it says, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. So that is telling you that the idea from God is perfect, because it even states, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. But God reminds us by saying, let us. So in other words, we need to be active in this working out of our own salvation, and we have to let the idea, the truth about man, we have to let that be accepted in consciousness. We have to recognize it and accept it. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So we have to be actively involved. It is there. The truth about man is there. It is everywhere. It is omnipresent. But we do not benefit from it unless and until we accept it. So we have to start first by being totally fed up with the dance of mortal mind and saying, okay, I've had enough. This is going nowhere, absolutely nowhere. And I want to go somewhere. And I want to go there with God. I want to go there with peace and harmony. I want to be productive. I don't want to go one step forward and three steps back, or maybe not even going any steps forward and just going back and back and back. So the decision has to be realized that if I don't make a change, I'm never going to get anywhere, because all I'm doing is going backwards, constant retrogression. So if it is recognized that the dance of mortal mind is a facade, and therefore no one can get anywhere by following it or being a part of it or being influenced by it, then we say, well, if this is falsity, where's the truth? I want the truth. That's the only thing I'm going to accept, is the truth. I don't want to be tossed around in this dance of mortal mind. I want and must have and will pursue the truth in clarity, in pureness, in every phase of my life, every phase of activity. That's what I'm going to pursue. To repeat this last idea, the seventh idea, and by the way, this is love. Love is the seventh synonymous term, and that is wholeness, completeness. It's like the conclusion. In other words, we have already experienced the qualities of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth. We've already recognized what those are. We've accepted them. We've lived them so that they could be proven as being real and being the reality that we want. And so now it's natural, especially because of truth being just before love in the 7 days of creation. Truth means that there is no error. We have gotten rid of all error in every form. So the only thing left is perfection. And that's exactly what love is. Perfection. Perfect God, which includes perfect man, which by definition excludes anything imperfect. Wholeness excludes any absence of completion, any absence of wholeness. Therefore, it is not possible to accept anything less than the wholeness and completion of love as being the reality. God includes his perfect manifestation, which includes man, therefore includes me, and includes everyone whom my thought rests upon. God is all in all, the only power, and therefore omnipresent. God is all in all. Amen.